Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I saw somebody tweet the other day, "Hun, you can't fix him. He listens to Juice WRLD."
May he rest in power.
Seriously, though, but some heavy themes always explored in Juice's work. That is absolutely something that you can expect. And mostly chaos raining down upon your ears whenever you tune into the playmakers here, Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez. And All-star breaks have passed. Trade deadline has passed for the NBA. The NHL one is approaching. Either way, we are in not the home stretch, but we're about to round third base.
Are we in the thick of it?
And because nobody else is playing baseball, we thought we would use, you know, the metaphor. And so just to make sure it stays fresh in everybody's mind.
See what you did there.
But not all teams are going to be able to make the playoffs. But there are a lot of teams that are still technically in the running for said playoffs between the NBA and the NHL. So I just wanted to kind of explore who's around those lines of glory or golf tee times and where I'm thinking these teams are going. Now, it might change. So teams can get hot. Teams can cool down. Teams can start their one-game winning streak like the Golden Knights did last night. But this is where we're at right now. And so, Adrian, why don't we kind of like go back and forth so it's not just like me talk for 3 minutes and you talk for 3 minutes. Like, we'll kind of...
No, for sure.
Just kind of bat it around a little bit. See what gets freaky and dirty out here. Because if I'm... Oh, gosh. If I'm the Washington Capitals, Adrian, I'm at 65 points right now. I'm right at that wild card spot. The final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. I'm not selling anybody off, but damn it, I kind of want to. Because we're not winning a cup unless we go on some magical run off of TJ Oshie's magic dust as he's re-implemented back in the lineup. This team is so top-heavy and hasn't been able to get goal scoring. And so I think in many ways it would be more beneficial for them to sell off some pieces, but they probably won't. They'll add, but I don't know if they're going to go for a big swing. But they're definitely, I'm going to still buy in on them because they're going to make the playoffs. Because if they don't, man, that's going to be a big time miss considering especially all that's going on. Maybe that's a bigger issue that needs to be taken into consideration, especially with how much Alexander Ovechkin accounts for that team's offense.
When you're talking about teams that might not make the playoffs, slowly but surely, those Los Angeles Lakers.
You haven't buried them yet?
What is going on? I haven't because the West is so bad.
Yeah.
That the Lakers are now 27-34, seven games below 500, still in that ninth seed. But I'm almost ready. Lindsay, I'm almost at the point where I look at LeBron James, one of the leading scorers in the league at age 37. Mm. And I'm almost at the point of like, why play him for the rest of this season? And why risk an injury for this team that might not make the actual playoff rounds? They might play in the play-in game and lose in the
like
first one. Yeah. And it's like, is it honestly worth it?
They didn't do anything at a trade deadline, so clearly they don't think it's worth it. But it's not like they have a ton of breathing room. All you can do is bring in guys on 10-day contracts. You're like, Isaiah Thomas, can you work the fifth time through?
Wes Johnson, yo, you're playing really good.
Wes Johnson! Don't bring that name in here!
Yo,
damn you!
It's what's crazy is that like this entire week, all three of their games have been on national television, and including their Warriors game that's going to be on Saturday on ABC. And earlier this week, the NBA actually, the Thursday night game was supposed to be the who's it supposed to be? The Heat versus the Nets. Ooh. They said, no. There's this guy. His name's Ja Morant. Country, I need you to get reacclimated to him. And they moved the Grizzlies-Celtics game to Thursday night. I think we're going to need to do that for our Lakers and kind of swap out all the Lakers games for Memphis games. It was so surreal just watching the broadcast. And I talked to you off mic of like Dwayne Wade, because LeBron's his homie, just trying to say in the most politically correct way
of each other's kids
that the Lakers are just ass. They are terrible. It broke my heart near the end of the game. First off, the Lakers were down 23 points, something crazy like that. They fought back to make it close, to just make pain for all Lakers fans and just create that anguish and give them a little bit of hope. And near the end of the game, Luka specifically asked for a pick and roll so that he could go one-on-one with LeBron. And he didn't say it, but I'm really good at eye contact. And when they made eye contact, Luka went to LeBron and said, "Hey, it's a new era, and I'm the captain now." And did a fadeaway on the left side of the court, hit the jumper in his face. The Lakers called a timeout, and I'm like, damn, it's really, really done. But I do want to give some credit and some acknowledgement for Russell Westbrook. Lindsay, we're 60 games into the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Russell Westbrook, for telling the media, "I just got to be better overall. What I'm doing right now, it ain't good enough." Mm. My guy, impressive. Congratulations. Thank you. You could have said that 45 games ago. But yeah, Lakertown is not good, and they need to watch out. No matter how bad the West is, they might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, I've pretty much buried them. I wouldn't expect to see... they're not even fighting for each other, and that's your bare minimum. That's literally what your bare minimum is. And I'm trying to stall for time a little bit here because I'm trying to pull up the recent game record of the Dallas Stars, because a lot rests on the Dallas Stars in terms of the trade deadline. Big time players, a lot of veterans on expiring deals that want to make runs, and they would all like to stick around there because, you know, they made a Stanley Cup final run a couple of years ago at the expense of the Golden Knights, and Seguin last year wasn't even really a thing, and so they haven't really been able to make and see what is at their disposal, especially with some of the young talent they've been able to bring into that organization, like the Miro Heiskanens, the Rupe Hintzes, what have you. But this is a team that, as I look at Hockey Reference, win, loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, win, win, loss. So at least we're starting to string together a couple of two pieces here and there. A 4-1 win over the Colorado Avalanche around mid-February certainly helps. 2-1 loss to Nashville. I think I watched that game, actually. And that certainly hurts, considering it's a Central Division opponent and the Predators are making noise that most people weren't really expecting from them. But I'm looking at the Dallas Stars schedule. They got the Kings today, Pacific Division. Then they go at the Jets, at the Wild, at the Predators. That's all divisional opponents. Wild aren't running very well right now. Jets are doing all right. And the Kings, well, they're hot as hell. So just as I'm looking, and along with the Rangers at home on March 12th, you go at Toronto, at Montreal, at New York Islanders, at the Capitals. That's a lot of road games, and you know who's scoring a lot of goals? Mitch Marner. And so right now, I'm thinking sell on the Dallas Stars, because if they were just had a few more wins strung together in the column, then maybe I'd give them a little bit more breathing room, a little bit more time. But unless they go out and literally take like 4 of 6 on the road, and the only ones you drop are like, you know, to Toronto and maybe like Nashville, then I'm trying to make good on some of the pieces that are there. But last week they were saying that they were in negotiations with Joe Pavelski for an extension. That doesn't indicate selling.
Yeah, that they're still trying to make this work.
Yeah, but with them and with Pavelski specifically, it almost might force their hand just to not be as big of sellers as they had originally thought. They will deal a goalie, because Jake Oettinger is going to be their long-term answer, and Braden Holtby will want to go chase a cup. Whether or not he thinks it's with the Dallas Stars or elsewhere will give him the best chance. I think that's what will really set everything up. And they got Klingberg that's probably going to get traded too. He'll be a big name because he's a defenseman and he's still young.
How many weeks till the trade deadline? 3?
Yeah, about that. It's like It's March something. March 31st, maybe?
Okay, so it's
coming
up. I don't
know, ask a hockey expert.
One team I'm selling, and I didn't plan for this to happen. I woke up today. I didn't choose violence. I went on Twitter and I found violence. I followed Donovan Mitchell. And this is crazy analysis. You're only going to get here on the Playmakers. 1140 The Bet, Las Vegas. Donovan Mitchell tweeted earlier this morning, is ordering orange juice at dinner weird, asking for a friend. That type of behavior, my friends, confirms it for me. First round exit. The Jazz are cooked. Get him out of my life. And not only that, Josh Hart was out here saying that once when they were teammates in a more recent time in the past, Josh Hart said, you once gave me chocolate milk and a vodka, like to chase the shot of vodka that Donovan Mitchell gave him chocolate milk. So there's
some weird things. Haircuts for everyone.
There's some weird things going on in Utah. So I'm selling on Utah. Another team that I'm selling, and it's kind of surprising, but I think that they are in danger of having to play in the play-in tournament, which would be hugely disappointing considering the season they've had, is the Chicago Bulls.
And it's crazy. You're selling?
Yeah, I'm selling. And I know DeMar DeRozan, he's had his past 2 weeks of being the MVP contender as that cycle continues and goes around so many players. But look, Monday they lost 112-99 to the Heat. That was a 13-point difference. It wasn't that close. Billy Donovan put the white towel halfway through the fourth quarter. They were down by like 25 or 26, I believe. They're 0-3 against the Heat. Obviously, the Heat are the number one seed in the East. But just in general, this season so far, the Chicago Bulls are 2-13 against teams with winning percentages over 600. So that doesn't include the Bucks. So we're talking the Sixers, the Heat, the Sixers, the Cavs, the Suns, the Warriors, the Grizzlies, the Jazz, 2-13. Look, this team at full strength, I still have questions about their bench. Obviously, one of the standout things, along with DeMar DeRozan, was their defense. And Trist has talked about it. Not having Lonzo Ball, not having Caruso since mid-January has really switched things around. But some of the trends on defense are not looking good. And to expect them to just get acclimated immediately, kind of like the Knights, like it's going to take some time for that to work out. Also, this is a team with some inexperience. When you look at Kobe White, Javonte Green, Patrick Williams, dudes that they got coming off the bench and starting for them, being in these high-pressure situations where things slow down and teams can actually game plan against all these players. And another thing that doesn't bode well, like I told you, with them being 2-13 against good teams, for the rest of the season, technically, they have the hardest schedule in the NBA. So it might help out. Yeah, it might help that they have to play these opponents and kind of get warmed up. A lot of people are saying that about the Bucks, that no, this is good. The competition will, you know, get their act straight. But to me, with the East being so competitive and the difference between being a 2 seed and a 6 seed right now is currently just 3 games. And that 6 seed is the Boston Celtics, who are on fire right now. Brooklyn, are they going to get it together? KD is actually going to play tonight. His return is coming tonight. And obviously, we don't know what's happening with Kyrie Irving. But this East is too competitive, where a couple losses and going through this tough stretch can make the difference between you being in the play-in game or being a comfortable 2 seed like they've been most of the season.
Good stuff, Adrian. Good picks. Around the bubbles of teams that are sniffing around playoff spots. I was looking at the Eastern Conference, but it's just such almost a decided thing. It's really about those wild card spots in the West. And if you look at it, the Golden Knights have 64 points right now, are in third place of the Pacific. Nashville also has 64 points, so technically those two are interchangeable, so they're in the wild card position. And Edmonton has 63. On the outside, looking in, Dallas Stars, 61 points. Anaheim Ducks, 61 points. Vancouver Canucks, 58 points. Winnipeg Jets, 57 points. Sharks, 54. Now, I'm burying the Sharks along with Mario Ferraro's season. And you just watch last night. They're not scoring a lot of goals for a reason. The Winnipeg Jets were a dark horse pick for me at the beginning of the year. I'm ready to sell on them. And usually, when you let go your coach, at least as of late, midway through the year, it actually, you get better. But the Jets, I think, are dealing with a little bit too much mediocrity and a little bit too much adversity for them to really leapfrog a bunch of other teams that are just playing better than they are. Like I said, Nashville was not expected to be in this conversation right now. Anaheim was not expected to be in this conversation. But by having two of those teams that you wouldn't expect, it's going to bump out two that you would. That's why the Oilers are holding on for dear life and why You see Dallas, Vancouver, and all these teams that are duking it out. And as I've said before, I think that wild card position is going to, or both of them are going to be allocated to the Central. As I believe that. And that's going to create a different level of urgency for this Pacific division. But with the Jets, they have a lot of guys that aren't quite old guys that want to leave to chase the ring on different pastures, but enough that they might get a couple more pieces back if they're willing to make that change early. And I think something happened last year when Mark Scheifele laid out that hit against the Canadiens and he was suspended like for 5 games in the playoffs. And it was just like so out of character for him. And it was such a violent hit and it just sucked the wind out of the sails and the Jets got swept. I still think their best chance to win a cup was the year that the Golden Knights made their run all the way to the final. That's already 5 years ago. And so Connor Hellebuyck hasn't been the same this year. And Nate Schmidt isn't a rectification for all of their defensive woes. So I'm going to be selling on the Jets. But there are still many games to be played. Some teams have more than others. But we are certainly getting into the stretch run of championship season between the NHL and NBA. So we have to keep an eye on everyone. Because you never know who's going to make those lane changes. We got tickets to give away, don't we?
Yes, we do. Right now is your chance. Get your phones out. A 4-pack of tournament passes. So not just tickets to one game, but passes for the entire 2022 Pac-12's men's basketball tournament going down T-Mobile Arena next week, March 9th through the 12th. You'll get to see everybody, the Oregon Ducks, Arizona State, USC, Arizona, UCLA. All you have to do is be caller 10 ahora, which is Spanish for right now, 702-733-5968. 702-733-5968. Call it 10. The 2022 Pac-12's men's basketball tournament in T-Mobile Arena. Good luck from the Playmakers in 1140.
Caller number 10. Let's go. It's time for Imaginative Chaos.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.